Picture this. It's the morning of a lesson. Your CFI texted you the night before. Check the weather before you drive out. So you open your phone, pull up the airport weather report, and there it is. A line of letters, numbers, and slashes that looks like a password. Someone forgot to finish. You know, it's a weather report. You know enough to know you're supposed to understand it. What you don't know is what most of it is actually telling you. That's today's topic. I'm Pattern, this is Traffic Pattern on Radio Hangar, and we are going to decode the METAR from start to finish. Here's what I want you to understand before we go any further. The METAR, the Meteorological Aerodrome Report, is the backbone of your weather briefing. Everything else in your briefing is a forecast. The Terminal Aerodrome Forecast, the Area Forecast Discussion, the Prog Charts, the Winds Aloft, all of it is a prediction. A best guess at what the atmosphere will do. The METAR is what the weather is doing right now at a specific airport, measured and reported within the last hour. It's ground truth. And when you're making a go-no-go decision, reading that ground truth clearly might be the most important thing you do before you walk to the airplane. Let me walk through an example with you. I'll use a realistic observation, and we'll take it apart piece by piece. Here's our METAR, KORD 291553 Zulu, 27015 gusts, 24 knots, 3 statute miles, minus RABR, broken at 1200, overcast at 2500, 14/12, altimeter 2989. That's a lot packed into one line. Let's go element by element. First, the station identifier. KORD. That's Chicago O'Hare International Airport. In the United States, most airports use a four-letter identifier that starts with K. Some smaller airports use two or three letters without the K prefix. Holdovers from an older system. Know the correct identifier for every airport you fly to, not just your home field. Pulling the wrong airport's METAR by mistake happens more than people admit. Second, date and time. 291553 Zulu. The 29 is the date. The 29th of the month. 1553 is the time. The Z stands for Zulu, which is Coordinated Universal Time. All aviation weather is reported in Zulu. Not local time, not daylight saving Zulu. This is one of the first habits you need to build as a student pilot. Central daylight time is Zulu minus 5, so 1553 Zulu puts us at 10:53 in the morning, in Chicago. METARs are issued every hour, typically around 50 to 55 minutes past the hour, but you'll also see reports labeled SPECIE, Special Observations, issued any time conditions change significantly between scheduled reports. If you see SPECIE at the front of a report, pay attention. Something changed fast enough that they didn't wait for the next hour. Third, wind, 27015 gusts, 24 knots. Three pieces of information here. The first three digits are direction, 270. That's 270 degrees magnetic, which is due west. Wind direction is always where the wind is coming from, not where it's going. Next two digits are speed in knots, 15. Then G for gusts, and 24 gusts to 24 knots. So we have a sustained wind from the west at 15, occasionally spiking to 24. One thing that trips students up early, runway numbers are based on magnetic heading. Runway 2, 7 points roughly west. So this wind is nearly straight down the runway, a headwind, good. If that same wind came from the north at 360, you'd have a crosswind component to work out before you ever start the engine. If you see VRB in place of the direction, that means variable. The wind is shifting without a consistent direction, usually associated with very light winds, 3 knots or less. Fourth, visibility. 3 statute miles reported in statute miles in the United States. Most of the rest of the world uses meters, which catches pilots off guard the first time they fly internationally. 3 statute miles is right at the lower edge of what visual flight rules operations require in most controlled airspace. In Class E airspace, the minimum flight visibility is 3 miles. Technically legal, but 3 miles with a broken ceiling at 1,200 feet is not a day to push limits, and we'll come back to that. If you see P6SM, that P means plus. Visibility is greater than 6 statute miles. The report caps at 6. Anything above that is just reported as more than 6. And if visibility drops below a quarter mile, you'll see M1/4 SM, where the M means less than. Fifth, present weather, minus RABR2 codes. RA is rain. The minus sign in front means light intensity. A plus sign means heavy. No intensity qualifier means moderate. BR is mist, reduced visibility caused by water droplets suspended in the air, with surface visibility between 5/8 and 6 statute miles. So we have light rain and mist, combined with that ceiling and visibility we're already looking at. This observation is starting to paint a picture of a low, gray, marginal morning. A few other codes worth knowing: cold, DZ is drizzle, SN is snow, FG is fog. And here's the important distinction. Fog means visibility has dropped below 5/8 of a statute mile. If you see FG in a METAR, that airport is below basic VFR minimums, end of discussion. TS is thunderstorm. If TS appears anywhere near your route in a METAR or in a forecast, that's a conversation stopper until you know exactly where those storms are and where they're heading. FZ means freezing. FZRA is freezing rain, an icing hazard that can coat an airframe faster than you can react to it. VC means in the vicinity, typically 5 to 10 miles from the airport. VCSH is showers in the vicinity. The airport itself might be clear, but something's close. Know what's in the neighborhood before you commit to an approach. Sixth sky condition. Broken at 1,200, overcast at 2,500. This element determines your ceiling, which is arguably the single most critical number in a VFR go-no-go. Cloud layers are reported in hundreds of feet above ground level, not mean sea level. So BKN120 means 1,200 feet above the airport, elevation not above the ocean. The letter codes describe coverage. FEW is 1/8 to 2/8 of the sky, SCT or scattered is 3/8 to 4/8. BKN, broken, is 5/8 to 7/8. OVC overcast is 8/8 wall-to-wall. Your ceiling is the lowest broken or overcast layer. Scattered layers don't count as a ceiling. In our example, the ceiling is the broken layer at 1,200 feet. The overcast at 2,500 is above it and doesn't change the call. Here's what I want you to think about every time you see a ceiling below 1,500 feet. It is not just a number, it's a number relative to terrain. 1,200 feet above ground level over the Illinois Plains is a very different situation than 1,200 feet above ground level over the Western Appalachians or the foothills of Colorado. Know your terrain, know your obstacles. A legal ceiling and a safe ceiling are not always the same thing. Seventh, temperature and dew point, 14/12. Temperature is 14 degrees Celsius. Dew point is 12 degrees Celsius. The spread between temperature and dew point, 2 degrees in this case, is one of the most important numbers in your briefing, and it's one that student pilots consistently underweight. When temperature and dew point converge, the atmosphere approaches saturation. That's where you get fog, low stratus, the kind of conditions that can develop faster than your flight time between airports. 2 degrees of spread with light rain actively falling is a narrow margin. If the temperature drops another 2 degrees, which is entirely possible as the rain cools the surface air, that spread closes to zero. The airport could go instrument meteorological conditions in the time it takes you to fly there from 30 miles out. Watch the trend. A single METAR is one frame from a movie. To understand the story, you pull up the last several METARs in sequence. Is the ceiling rising or falling? Is the dew point spread widening as warmer air moves in, or closing as moisture increases? The atmosphere tells you what it's doing if you listen to more than one data point. Before we go further, a quick word from our friends at aviationsoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of the pilot journey. First solo, private certificate, instrument rating, commercial. Real keepsakes for the milestones that actually mean something to us. aviationsoul.com, 8th altimeter setting. 2-9-8-9. That's 29.89 inches of mercury. You dial that into the Kalsman window of your altimeter before every flight, and you update it every time you receive a new ATIS broadcast or hear a current METAR from approach or a tower controller. Your altimeter doesn't measure altitude directly. It measures pressure and converts that to altitude based on the setting you give it. Fly from high pressure into lower pressure without updating, and your altimeter reads higher than you actually are, high to low, lookout below. 2 seconds to update. No excuse to skip it. Then there's the remarks section, which follows the main body of the report. Automated stations typically include AO1 or AO2. The AO2 designation means the station has a precipitation sensor that can distinguish between liquid and frozen precipitation. AO1 cannot, in winter operations at an AO1 station, you may not know whether that precipitation is rain or snow from the report alone. Other remarks you'll see regularly, SLP followed by numbers, is sea level pressure. The T group gives temperature and dew point to the nearest tenth of a degree, more precise than the main body. PKWND stands for peak wind, the highest gust recorded during the past hour. Don't skip the remarks. They frequently contain information that didn't fit the standard format. All right, let's bring it all together. Our example at KORD, light rain and mist, 3 miles visibility, broken ceiling at 1200 feet, overcast at 2500, temperature 14, dew point 12, 2 degree spread, wind 15, gusting 24. Altimeter 29.89. Is this a flying day?
For a private pilot flying VFR, these conditions are at the legal floor for Class E airspace. Ceiling above 1,000, visibility at 3 miles. You could legally depart. But think about what you're departing into. The ceiling is low and could drop. Visibility is at the minimum. The dew point spread is tight and the trend may be closing. You have light precipitation. Gusts are adding workload on takeoff and landing. And the overcast above means no gap in the clouds if the ceiling descends another few hundred feet. The Airman Certification Standards, or ACS, ask applicants to demonstrate sound aeronautical decision-making. That means not just knowing what the regulations allow, but knowing when the situation demands more than the minimum. The examiner isn't looking for a student who can cite 3 statute miles. They're looking for a student who understands what 3 statute miles in mist with a 1,200-foot broken ceiling actually means on the ground. Build your own personal minimums and write them down. A common starting point for new private pilots, ceiling no lower than 2,000 feet, visibility no less than 5 miles. That gives you margin to manage an unexpected drop in conditions, to divert without panic, to think instead of react. As your experience grows and your training deepens, those numbers evolve, but early in VFR flying, give yourself room. Here's something I wish someone had told me when I was training. The METAR is not a checklist. It's not asking you to verify that the box is checked. It's giving you information about what the atmosphere is doing right now, at one location, at one moment in time. Your job is to take that information, combine it with the trend, combine it with the forecast, combine it with your knowledge of the terrain and your honest assessment of your own skills, and make a decision you'd be comfortable defending out loud. The weather doesn't care about your schedule. It doesn't care that you already paid for the block time. Learn to read these reports fluently. Practice pulling up METARs for airports you know and walking through each element until the string of letters and numbers resolves into a picture in your head. 1200 broken, 3 miles, 2 degree spread doesn't read as code anymore. It reads as a gray, wet morning that wants your full attention. The FAA's Aviation Weather Handbook covers all of this and more. It's a free download at faa.gov and worth having. More at radiohanger.com. I'm Pattern. Fly smart out there.